Azu, my question is about the role of the family and the way divorce rate is just increasing in the Western countries. Some sociologists are of the view that the role of the family is no longer effective, that they are no longer training their children to come out with dignified positions, that the behavior of children are no longer good, and that even divorce rate is so high now in Western countries, and broken homes are also just increasing. What is the position of Islam on this, or what advice can you give on this? Because there are Ahmadis in Western countries also who are families. My fear is that if there is no good advice from you, they might as well go astray. And that will be very dangerous.
Already I have told you that the safety of all Ahmadis lies in their association and constant deep contact with the Jamaat. If you're lost to the Jamaat, you're lost to the world, in fact. Lost to God and religion, everything. So this is the answer again to your question. In fact, those families who remain in touch with the center here, with their Jamaat, and elsewhere also in Germany, etc., they have no fears, with the grace of Allah. Western influences which are poisonous are not only directed at people from foreign countries residing in Europe. They're poisonous to the people of Germany, to the people of England, to the people of Ireland, etc., themselves as well. And this is what is worrying them now. The thinkers, the leaders among them, who are seriously disturbed by the growth in crime rate and disturbance of peace, they have ultimately to admit, and they do occasionally, that the family breakdown is responsible for this, and parents have no hold on their children. So the government is trying to take measures to act the mothers and parents of the youth. It's impossible. The youth which do not respond to their blood relations, parents who brought them up, if they look back with defiance at them and don't care about for their whatever advice they render, what care would they have for the government agencies and social agencies and TV propaganda? I doubt very much if it's going to produce any effect whatsoever. The answer lies, number one, in the rehabilitation of family systems. Whatever religion be, it's not just Islam, it's not a case of Christianity, Islam, etc. It is a case of family units which go according to the best noble traditions which they have inherited from the past. So if they work together hand in hand without raising the differences of ideologies and beliefs, I think it's a joint responsibility of all the inhabitants of a country to work for this noble cause of holding children back to the noble traditions of their forefathers. And for that you have to take some very wise and well-conceived, well-thought-out measures. It just wouldn't do for you to tell everybody, all right, let's build the families again. How? The families which are disjointed, where the cement which binds them together is eroded. What can you do about it? You must find out what were the binding factors. What has gone wrong with that? So unless you take care of the parents, you can't take care of the children. Because maybe the fault lies there at that level. They have become selfish, they have become involved in their own sensual pursuits, etc., etc. And they have not been paying proper care to the younger generation, either because they do not have much time to spare for them, or because the foreign influence of the streets and around schools, etc., are pulling them apart from them. Both are possibilities. So attention, public attention should also be paid, and
family attention should also be paid by raising the consciousness and awareness of what is lacking in the family relationship, why. Once you know the answers to these questions, I mean, once you know the whys, why it is happening here and why it is happening there, only then you can get the answers, not otherwise. So I'm not going to lecture you in detail as to what I think are the reasons, but I can tell you the approach, the right approach should be this. It should not be on religious divides from Christianity, from Islam separately. It should be on the common human basis first. Humanitarian attitude should be adopted so that you cooperate with each other. If you create religious differences at this stage, then the Muslims will take their own responsibility, the Christians their own, and as such there is a danger of dogmatism playing a role in splitting the society apart. And then they would say, these are the Muslim values, we don't care for that. They're Christian values, Muslims say, we don't care for that, and so on. You can't cover your head with a sheet or anything. All these questions have been raised in Europe. So instead of making a campaign on religious ideologies, let's turn to the commonality of all religions, the common morality of all religions, and campaign jointly for that. That plus the analysis of the family situations and why the parents have become insensible to the responsibilities they owe to their children. These factors put together, I think, can help us rebuild the society on the correct lines. Right?